delighted woman. And one thing I've noticed, and I've, as I said, I've met some very, very godly women, is that they're women of prayer. You know, I know one, and she just about embarrasses me when I talk to her, although that's maybe not the best word. But she prays about everything. She just sold her house. And she says what she's going to do, she's going to give her four children a portion. She says, but God's going to get his portion too. Everything she does, she mentions that she's prayed to God. What a privilege for you and I to know people like Anna. And then we could say there's a diligent witness. It says she spoke to him. She spoke of him to all that was waiting for redemption. You see, she must have knew all these Jewish people that believed that the Lord was coming. She knew them all, and she spoke to them all. And she would be encouraging them all, because the Bible tells us she was a prophetess. Seven times in the Talmud, the Jewish book, there's only seven prophetess is mentioned. But when you think of it, here was one there at the right time, at the right place, with the right experience, and she got the right joy. What a privilege it is to know one like unto Anna. A delighted witness. She spoke of him. That would be personal experience. She would tell them about her prayers being answered. She would tell them about her desire for them. She would tell them about her idea of encouragement so that she or they could enjoy the Lord the way she did. She was a delighted witness. I could say a delightful witness. You know, there's a little poem that goes with this. She spoke of him, glorious occupation. Could mortal tongue a worthier theme expound? She spoke to all that waited for redemption of the blessed person. She herself had found. She spoke of him. You know, it wasn't too long ago there that a man that was on this platform at one of your conferences, Doug Kazin, and he went home to be with the Lord, and I think it was just in 2 weeks. He heard that he'd been to the doctor, and 2 weeks he was dead. But I remember him here and the way he spoke, and he spoke on prophecy. And one of the things that rings out is he says, it's on your watch, brethren. And he was telling us the things that was happening in prophecy. And we're letting them slip by. You know, I just read Israel My Glory there a couple of days ago. And they tell me there that the Jewish nation, or the Jewish believers, and it's there, that they're making all the furniture for the tabernacle, for the temple. They're making all the clothes for the priest. They have them made. And this man, I don't know his first name, De Young is his name. And he says that he's met two rabbis that have seen the Ark of the Covenant that's supposed to be lost. And he says that they claim that they have saw it. Now, if they are making all the clothes and the furniture for the priests. In fact, I read one time where they needed to see the tribe of Levi or Levi. And some of them, with Commander Reid, went into the Valley of the Kings. And they know that some of the high priests was buried there. And they went in and got the DNA and then slipped back out. And now they know who's the tribe of Levi by the DNA. And they're getting all these things ready. And you know the great truth of it all is that the church will be raptured at least 7 years before that happens. So if they're getting ready, what should we be doing? Shouldn't we be ready for the Lord to come back? Shouldn't we be witnessing for him? Shouldn't we be watching our life and walking that we were known as the children of God? You know, I heard a story years ago and it comes to mind. And I can remember it because over there are little towns and there's another town maybe 4 miles away or even closer. And this friend of mine has told me about his dad. He says, and his dad used to walk every afternoon from one town to the next at a certain time. And he used to pass a little cottage and there might be the woman working there and she would maybe be taking care of her garden and the roses and what have you. And she says, "Mister, where are you going?" She says, "I can just about set my clock where you going by." "Where are you going?" "Oh," he says, "I'm going to open the doors of a little assembly on the next town." You see, there was consistency. There was a witness. There was a testimony to the grace and to the goodness of God. And just a little thing. You'd think that would be unimportant, him just walking by there and going to open the doors to let the believers get in. There might only, probably was only a handful of believers. But him being there at a certain time, it was a witness to the love and the care and devotion to God. You know, you can go and you can contrast Anna with another person, and her name is called Hannah. And that would be in 2 Samuel chapter 1. And she was a sorrowing woman. She wanted a baby so she could offer it to God. God answered her prayer. The baby's name was Samuel. And here Anna, she wanted and she saw the baby that God gave for mankind, for you and I. I can't get over the idea of a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. My mother used to tell me that that brought comfort to the baby. It felt as if it was still in the womb. And yet the Bible tells us he spoke and the worlds became. He spoke and the worlds became. And he was a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes for you and I. Sometimes I use this thought and I use it a little bit different. I've never really spoken it, but I've had it always in the back of my mind. And I saw a widow, a woman, a watcher, a waiter, and a worshipper. You see, she not only was worshipping, she was not only waiting, She was watching. I remember the old story about an old sea captain in Aberdeen, Scotland. And here there'd been quite a storm, and the ship, this fishing boat was out there in the storm, and finally they saw the lights of the harbour, and they go in, and the calm of the harbour was there. And all the people that was there, and this old captain's looking through the faces, and his wife wasn't there. So here he goes out, and he gets onto the land, and he goes home, and he opens the cottage door, and the old wife is sitting there at the fire. She says, "Oh, Jock, I've been waiting for you." He says, "It would be nicer if you were watching and waiting." You see, that's the privilege for you and I. We've got to watch as well as wait for his soon coming back. A little outline on the one called Anna, a widow that told all she had. Shall we just close in a word of prayer? O gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank the Father indeed for the privilege and joy of opening up thy word, and we thank the Father for the example of these saints. An old widow woman, and yet what a testimony and what a privilege to hear of her devotion and love for the Lord. We just pray that thou would help us to ruminate over these truths. I see that we have the same opportunity, the same privilege, and we ask that thou would stir us up to be the same examples. We would ask that thou would take us to our homes in safety. Encourage us, we do pray, for we ask these things in our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, in his name. Amen. Thank you.